Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Couples Therapy Volume 1, Teaching Communication Strategies That Work. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with helping couples relearn healthy communication patterns. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answering booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professionals. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concept to your situation. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. Also, I define conjoint therapy as treating the couple as one unit, as a system where each part affects the other. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as togetherness versus intimacy, types of togetherness, marriages, optimizing the therapeutic alliance, communication danger signs, filters, the speaker-listener technique, navigating hidden issues, assumptions that help with problem-solving, the address-with-respect technique, core impasses, preserving friendship, barriers to fun, protecting sexuality, and the process of forgiveness. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss teaching communication strategies that relate to couples choosing togetherness over intimacy. On the rest of this track, we will discuss teaching communication strategies that relate to couples choosing togetherness over intimacy. We will specifically discuss working definitions of togetherness and intimacy that can be introduced to couples to begin the process of changing the patterns of their relationship. Not long ago, Christy set up a counseling appointment to discuss her depression. After conducting an intake interview, I asked her to bring her husband, Eli, to our next session. Eli was happy to come and stated that he was happy to do anything that would help. Eli was a successful freelance writer with a high annual income. Christy worked for a small garden shop near their apartment. Although she loved her job, her income was relatively low. Eli's job required him to make frequent business trips, and he also regularly scheduled trips to exotic places just for fun. Eli grinned and stated, "But we were having too much fun." Christy has a thing about hedonism. Despite the fact that Eli was smiling, Christy lowered her voice and murmured that although she enjoyed the trips, the frequent time off was putting her job at risk. Eli responded to me rather than his wife, stating, "Oh, she knows she can get another job any day. It's not like they pay her enough to deserve such loyalty anyway." Clearly, Eli did not see Christy as a separate person, but as an extension of himself. He did not recognize that Christy's job was very important to her. Instead, Eli dismissed her refusal to continue traveling with him as a strange idea caused by her depression. Christy believed that her marriage depended on her living Eli's life as he wanted, even if it made her unhappy. Christy had originally planned to enter school to become a landscape architect, but had abandoned her plans to be more available for Eli's trips. I have found that many married partners believe in the principle that a married couple should be as one. As you will see with Eli and Christy, this belief undermined their intimacy. I began my first conjoint therapy session with Eli and Christy by defining the terms togetherness and intimacy. As I describe the working definitions I use for togetherness and intimacy, consider a couple you were treating. Are they confusing togetherness and intimacy? I stated to Eli and Christy, "Togetherness is when partners cling to each other in emotional dependency, scared to disagree because they fear their differences will break the marriage apart." One example of choosing togetherness might be a husband giving up watching Monday Night Football because his wife dislikes sports. Couples who choose togetherness are acting as if they are a two-headed unit who should think and feel the same about everything. They're frightened that exposing their differences will cause conflict. I explained to Eli and Christy, "Intimacy, on the other hand, is when two partners, secure in themselves, are able to take care of their own moods and wishes. Each acts as a separate individual, autonomous, but emotionally connected to the other. Couples who choose intimacy enjoy being close and sharing their lives. However, they also accept each other's differences and separate pursuits, thoughts, and feelings." Obviously, it would have been easier for Eli to have a wife who was always available to travel with him. By choosing togetherness, both Eli and Christy participated in the deception that Christy wanted Eli's life, despite the fact that going along made Christy frustrated and depressed. However, Christy's depression made her less available emotionally to Eli, even though she was more available to him in terms of time. Christy chose not to take care of her own moods and wishes, which prevented her from experiencing intimacy in her marriage. Likewise, if Eli had been secure in himself, he would not have been threatened by Christy's desire to attend school and spend less time on trips with him. I stated, "It can be quite challenging for couples to confront their conflicting desires. However, doing so generally gives couples a greater insight into their mutual relationship. You may find that addressing your conflicting desires opens the door to greater mutual respect." Although Eli might have less of Christy's company if she were to pursue her dream of becoming a landscape architect, I feel that the couple would have a closer and more satisfying relationship. I invited Eli and Christy to try the separate but intimate journaling technique. I find this technique can help a couple who is focused on togetherness in their marriage begin a discussion about themselves as separate people. First, I had both Eli and Christy write separately about an event they found significant. I stated, "Think about an event, interaction, or observation that happened to you as an individual. You could choose a major life event or even a small aspect of your normal daily routine that is significant to you. Describe the event and impact it had on you. Next, write why you feel it is important to remember and record this event. After Eli and Christy had finished writing separately, I asked them to switch journals and read what their partner had written. I then stated, after what your partner has written, write your own answers to the following questions. 1. Why do you think your partner has chosen to write about this event? 2. What significance does the event described have for you as a partner in this relationship, and why? 3. Has the event chosen by your partner taught you anything about your partner or your relationship? I then asked Eli and Christy to share their responses with each other. Would your Eli and Christy benefit from using the separate but intimate technique to begin a conversation about themselves as individuals within the relationship? On this track, we have discussed how choosing togetherness over intimacy can lead to conflict in marriage and lead couples to seek therapy. We specifically discussed working definitions of togetherness and intimacy that can be introduced to couples to begin the process of changing the patterns of their relationship. On the next track, we will discuss 4 specific patterns by which couples commonly undermine communication. These 4 patterns are escalation, invalidation, negative interpretations, and withdrawal and avoidance. Question 1. What is a working definition of intimacy that a therapist might use in conjoint therapy?